I believe in God Almighty.
Let us pray. God, let our giving be like the water that John used to baptize Jesus. Keep it flowing from us and over us as the Holy Spirit blesses us. Amen.
We now come to our sharing of joys and concerns, and I have a couple of things here. First, we have a joy that Becky Lindsay was invited to send the full manuscript of her novel to a literary agency in New York City. If you don't know, Becky went to a writer's retreat workshop thing this week, and first page reading that gets critiqued by three different editors, and one of the editors liked her first page, and so they asked her to send it in. So let us pray for Becky as that goes out to this editor. Also, we are continuing to pray for Tony Velkley, who is the father of one of Becky's students. He has been in the hospital on a ventilator, but he's off now. He's suffering from cancer and has been for a while. So please pray for him and for his family as they continue this his treatment. Are there other prayer requests we have today? Yes, ma'am. Ah, congratulations on your 8th wedding anniversary. Yay.
Gerard?
Yes?
My daughter's palsy is gone after just 2 weeks.
Ah, oh, that's wonderful. Floyd healed. Congratulations.
Well, yeah.
That's wonderful. I'm glad. Yes?
Jack told us of a joy this morning that Nina continues to improve and she's interacting with people and appears to be on the menu. And also you said that we need and agree that we need to pray for her and for their community.
Right. So Jack said that Nita's improving and is doing well enough that she's going out into the place where she's staying and playing cards and games with people and even just having conversations with them. And so he's overjoyed. I'm overjoyed. I think we all are overjoyed that she's doing so much better. He also was telling us about some of the violence that is going on in his neighborhood. Or the neighborhood of Third, not his neighborhood, the neighborhood of Third Presbyterian Church. People regularly ask for him to pray for them because they have witnessed gunfire. They've been in the line of gunfire. There are gun battles in the neighborhood regularly. And so we need to pray for not only the people of the church, but also for the neighborhood. That the church has had some effect that he was telling us about as far as bringing peace and hope, but there needs to be more. And I think we also should pray for our neighborhood up this way from us, City Heights. There was a gun battle there this week, and two adults and a child were killed. So let's pray for our neighbors in City Heights. Are there any other? Yes, Dawn?
We have a joy. Dan's dad came home this week. Tough old work.
We were glad to do it. Dan's dad is home and is doing very well, and thank you for your prayers. Any other prayer requests? And let us turn our hearts and minds to God in prayer. Let us pray. God of possibilities, we share our joys and concerns with you that we might feel connected to you. Hear now these prayers of ourselves, our community, and the world. Gracious and loving God, we do pray for the world, for all the places where there is violence and upset and danger, but also for the places where the beauty of your creation and the goodness of your creation shines through. We thank you for the thin places on earth where we can be to feel you more closely. We thank you for the beauty of a summer day and a cool breeze, and we thank you when the rains come, when they are needed. And we ask that you help us to be good stewards of our part of your creation, to care for it and to encourage others to care for it as well. We pray for our country. We pray for our leaders and those who make laws and enforce the law. We pray for firefighters and nurses and doctors, all of those people who serve in our community that we often don't see. And we pray special prayers today for Kim and Mark Sewer, who just celebrated their 8th anniversary. We pray prayers of joy for Floyd, who is healed of his Bell's palsy. We pray prayers of joy for Nita, who is improving, and for the fact that Dan's dad is home. We thank you for the healing and the support and the encouragement that you have given in all of these situations. And we pray a prayer of joy for Becky as she sends off her manuscript. And we pray that the eyes that read it may appreciate her gift and help her out. We also pray for Tony Velkley, who is hospitalized and being treated for cancer. We pray for those who were in the line of fire in the City Heights shooting, and also in the neighborhood of Third Presbyterian Church, for all those who are affected by this violence. We pray and ask your protection, your comfort, and your healing to those communities. Now, in the quietness of this place, we offer to God our own personal prayers of confession. Amen. Gracious and loving God, as we offer our prayers to you, may we do so with grateful and open hearts.
Thank you for hearing
and answering our prayers, O Lord. May knowing that you hear us give us strength for our lightest and darkest days. Amen. Our sending hymn today is God Whose Giving Knows No Ending, number 422. As we go forth from this place, don't forget to go down and have some lunch. And then go forth and take your gifts and share God, Christ, and Spirit with everyone that you meet. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each one of you this day and forevermore. Amen.